Zog the Gemara again very quickly that you tchesam at beis in the middle of the omid by the two dots. Levoina leiv chayis mikoymitz. When a person says he's going to be menatav levoina, at least it has to be at least a koymitz. Now the Gemara compares the two psukim. Nemakan. It says by the levoina, the word askoga by the korban mincha, and then v'nemar lahalon, and it says by the lechem aponim askoga. Just by lechem by the lechem aponim, it's meloy koymets. So afas kogah amur kan. So too by it's not of a mincha. It's meloy koymets. So we compare one to another. Frek the Gemara, if you're comparing from lechem aponim, imas kogah amur lahalon shnei koymtsin. By lechem aponim, there were two kmitzes that you made, two rows of six breads. So afas kogah amur kan shnei koymtsin. Every time you miss not of a koymets, it should be two koymtsin. Omer rab elo klum lomdu lekoymets elo mimichas choyta. Meaning, you learn from lechem aponim. Well, in lechem aponim, there might be two kmitzas, but there's a certain criteria in those two kmitzas. Malalon koymitz achos apostle, afkan koymitz achos apostle. Meaning, one can't be mashim the other. Two finger breaths is not going to be good, and the next one is four. So it needs an egg in a kmitz of three. So mainly, you take and learn from the egg kite that you have to have one. And that the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosi, you're learning from lechem aponim. But you're learning from lechem aponim, even though it's two, but the one was a real one. Because if you have one, two, and the other one, four finger breaths, it's not going to be considered good. So we see you need one of three, and that's the nekuda that you're learning out from.
There's also two.
But that's how you're learning. You're learning the nekuda that one is one. V'arai, if it's a din and two, then two plus four is also two. But if it's three and three, then it's a raya, it's one and one.
Very nice. You learned that halach also. But lemaisi is two.
We're learning the nekuda.
You're not comparing the apples.
But that's how we're learning from. The lechem aponim is different also. But that's not the nekuda we're focusing on. We're focusing on the nekuda in lechem aponim state that you have to have a kmitza sholosh. V'araya, two and four is not called the kmitza, so you need a real one. You need two, but that's not what we're learning. We're learning that you need a real one. And the one is that you learn by Michas Nadova is Taka one. Zokma Om Rab Yosi. Milsid Rab Ila Omra. These words that Rab Ila just said, Hamisnadiv Levoina Mevi Bekoimtsoi Shal Koyein. If you're Misnadiv Levoina, you have to use the finger breadth of a Koyein Godel, meaning a Koyein that's going to have large fingers. Because you don't know, you're learning from Lechem Aponim, you don't know which Koyein is going to be which coin is going to be on call, so to speak, for the lechem aponim. So you have to give larger. Now you asked yesterday, what about if it ends up being a smaller one? So what? Shiore mincha is not a problem. You'll have shiore. Azoy zogin the mefarshim, azoy state behedya. Oh, zog the mikdash David. The mikdash David, David Rapport. He says, even if it ends up being that you have a coin that has a small koimitz, the levoina is not nifsal. Extra levoina is not nifsal. So Mela, it's not going to be a problem, and if it ends up, you have to prepare yourself and be misnadif for a larger one. Now, there's a machloikus on that. Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Yirmi says no. Va'afilu b'koymitz abaylim. You don't have to give it to the koymitz of a godel. Meaning, you don't learn that aspect. It's like, don't me know. You don't have to learn from there. Just like by lechem aponim, it could be misnadif itself. Yes, michas nedova, you learn from lechem aponim, but you don't learn the nekuda of lechem aponim that it might be a large coin. You do miklapit the misnadif itself, and it could be a coin. It's got to know. So, zok the mal zov lo yifchois. If you say zov, you have to be at least a din zov. Omer belozer vushis ketzura. If you say a matbea, then it has to be small matbea din zov. Avel mohis ketzura. If you didn't say matbea, stam said zov, then maybe I feel it's sinoga. Then you can give even an amount of gold that's enough to make a small little fork. Not the pshat that has to be a dinner zov. It's only a dinner zov when you give a matbeya. This we got up to yesterday. Zok the Gemara weiter. Shishol in Nedova. We said six of the kupas, gold in Nedova. Now the Gemara says, what does six correspond to? What's wrong with one Nedova? Why do you have to have six pushkas for Nedova? So the Gemara says four different terutzim. First terutz is Chizki Oma, Keneget Shishol Bati Ovis. There were six Bati Ovis in every base Av. There was 24 mishmoris, right? Mm-hmm. But there were in the Bote Av itself, there were six different Bote Av. Every base Av ended up being twice a year for 2 weeks. So, but it ends up being in the base Av itself, there were six different Bote Avis. So in Melo, you have Keneged, the six Bati Ovis, so that each one has a fair share, because one base Av from that Mishmer on a Monday or on a Tuesday might be more Iris than the other one. So like this, you have six Kupas, so each one, Shabbos, was a different Cheshbon. So from the 6 days of the week, they all have equal. equal from these kupas that go to the dove, and the dove means ketzam mizbeach. So they get the oilus, they get the oiris from the oilus. So Emeli wanted to be equal distribution. So Emeli, you have six klapei the six bati av that function every week. Ba'pdiya Omar, another pshat in six. Keneged sheish behemois. There's six types of animals that are nikrav on the mizbeach. For instance, par, eagle, soyer, ayil, gdi, vitle. So if a person is menadeh to give a par, so then or an eagle, so it depends what the monies are. It depends what you're menadeh. Par is a different price than an eagle, or a different price than a gdi. So mele for each one, it's like a different kupa. Shmuel Omar, third teretz. Keneged. What's your question?
All for eilos. Carbon eilos.
But they're different. One is a par, one is an eagle, one is cheaper, one is more expensive. So they're different coopers.
Is the ear an eagle can be for an eagle? Is there an eagle?
Whatever they're brought for, they're different prices. Everything has different price tag.
We said it's for
Nedova. Nedova. Ketzen is Berg Nedova, is correct.
How do you have an eagle on a side?
Why not?
Or an eagle.
Why not?
Plus it's eagle, kevis, but
what do you do, no? Well, it could be all behemoths. Shmuel Omar. Shmuel said the third teretz. Keneged shisha korbonos. What are the six type of korbonos that end up going leketzem izbeach when you have extra? What are these that end up leketzem izbeach? Kinezovim, kinezovis, kineyoldos. Those are kinezovim, kinezovim, zovis is one. Yoldos is two. Chatois is three. Ashomis is four. Menochis is five, meaning moisa mincha. And asiros eifo. The leftover of the asiros eifo of the koyin every single day. The extra is l'nedova. So you have six different kupas for the different types of karbonas that their moisogos go l'nedova. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, a fourth teretz. It's not the pshat, there were six kupas because it's corresponding to six different things. Not six bote av, not six types of animals, not six types of moistures that go l'nedova. No. Push to the practical reason. If you have one kupa, it's going to overflow. Too much. So you need six kupas to distribute it. Zog demora, Om Rabbi Yochanan, al yedei shenedova meruba ribu lo shayfes harbe. Very simple. You need a lot of pushkas, but a lot of nedovas. People like to give nedovas without going for a specific thing. Ketzam is bech. So you need six pushkas. Why can't you have one large one? Because then the mois get ruined when it sits on the bottom. You know, you have a big box of pennies. The bottom ones gets ruined. So we don't want it to have that effect. So mainly you distribute it.
We go put next to each other. Why is it playing Balbatish?
No, well.
It put in six different places in the Beis HaMikdash for convenience sake.
We'll see soon in the Gemara. They're all near each other. All near each other.
Right next to
each other. Yeah, this is the next to you. Zog the Gemara. Ksiv. It says a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim in time of Yehoyada HaKohen. Ukhaloisim aviyu lefnei HaMelech v'Yehoyada. Over there it says in the end of the pasuk that the kesef that they brought, they made kelim lebeis Hashem, kli shoris. Yet in another pasuk in Melachim it says, on that nedava, it says, lo ya'ase, you do not make mizikos and kleizov, but rather goes to better kabayis. So what is it? It seems contradictory. In the one hand it says in the pasuk that they made klei shoris, and the other one it says it went to better kabayis. So Gemara says, not a stira. Rab Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rab Yonison Omar, shtei nedavos osin, there were two nedavos. One was klei shoris. Another one was Berak HaBayis. So it's Adestira. Then you have two Pesukim about the same Tkufa, two types of Pushkas. Zog the Gemara, Daf Yutesom at Aleph. Toni Dvei Rebbe Shmuel. He says, no. Lo'oilomi coincides the two Pesukim, the Dova Achas. There was only one Nedova. Meaning, Berak HaBayis alone. Dichsiv, like it says in the original Pesuk, Vayoyim HaMelech, Vayasu Oren Echad, Vayitnu Be'echa Be'shem, Vayikat Chor Be'daltoi. It says over there that it says, Vayasu Oren Echad. Oren Echad is Mashma, one Kupa. It says in another pasuk, "Vayoyim haMelech v'yasu Aaron echad v'aynu b'shal beis Hashem chutzah." Is mashmat chutzah? It's a different one. It's a different area. It's a different place, and not Eitzel Mizbeach, but rather chutzah. Omer Rav Chuna, it's not shver mipnei atmeim. Meaning, it's really the same kupa, just and it was la'olam. It was the Berak HaBayis, and not for the klei shoris. But it was tmeim, like the Korban Eidah says, tmeish meis l'sheretz. So they can't enter Machne Shechina. They can only be Machne Leviya. So you can take it to Machne Leviya and let them put in over there. So Lalim, it's one Kupa, but it was in two places because there was a hole that they were able to enter through there or put it over there. So Mela, they were able to donate to Rabchia B'Shem Rabbi Yosef. He comes to explain. La'olam de Takatuna Davis. And he says, Achloya Asa Beis Hashem Sfois Kesef Mizamrois. Meaning, it should taka go to Berek Abayis. It should not go for the Moisa Kesef. It should not go for the Klishores. It says in another pasuk that it went for the Kalim, and it did go for Kalim. So it must be the Tuna Dovas. He's La'olam Abchir B'Shem Abiyayis was saying that La'olam there were Tuna Dovas. One was for Berek Abayis, and one was for Klishores. So it's not a stira that you find two different psukim, because we're talking two different kupas. So we have a machlokes, was there one kupa, and only Berek Abayis, or there were Olam two kupas? It's mashma the two kupas. How do you explain the one? Terence says it was the same one that was brought outside for the Tumeim. Or La'olam, he says, no, there were talking two kupas, two different Nadovas, one Berek Abayis, and one Klishores.
And that's six?
No, not talking about those six. We're talking about in his kufa, there were two different kupas that he collected for that were not for Klishores. So the question is that one or is it two? Not the six that we're talking in the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah, Hadan Aloch Perek Shloisha Osa Shoifres, Hadan Aloch Perek Shloisha Osa, Hadan Aloch Perek Yud Gimel Shoifres. Halocha Aleph, Perek Shvi, actually, yeah, Perek Shvi, seventh Perek. Zog the Mishnah, Moi Shenimtsu Bein Shkolim Lenedova. Oh, if you have money that's found, now we know this Pushkas, and here we see that they're near each other. If you have money that's found between Taklim Charetin Shkolim, and Nedovas. Nedovas, we said, the six kupas of Nedovas. Now, it's a whole different purpose. Nedova goes as an oil leketz in Mizbeach. Shkolim goes kibbonis tzibur. It happens to be the Shiore Shlishka, the Shiore Shkolim, go to Chaymasir also. But one goes for carbon tzibur, chatois too, and one goes for oilus, ketzem Mizbeach. So it depends where you find it. Zok the Mishnah Korov Lishkolim, if it's closer to the Shkolim, Yiplu Lishkolim. However, if it's the Nadova, it's closer to the Nadovas, then Yiplu Nadova. Now this is really a sugi in Bava Basra, where we learn out from Egla Rufa that you go Basa Korov. If you have an ear with a cholol, so then you go Basa the ear HaKroiva, that's the one that it goes to. Now, over there is a whole sugi also, Legabe Roiv. Roiv Korov. Our mission doesn't discuss Roiv, it just discusses Korov. What about the din of Roiv? Why is Roiv not discussed over here when it comes to the Mois? Where does most of the money come from? So the Rosh says we're talking about there is no Roiv over here. We're talking about that both Kupas near where the money is found have an equal amount of Matbeos, so there's no din Roiv that you can be Machir based on Roiv. So you have to go with Korov. The Tiferes Sol says a little different. He says, since it's not clearly defined which one is more roiv, sometimes this one, sometimes that one, so you never can know if you go bosa shas mitzi or shas aveda, so mainly you can't go bosa a specific roiv, because could be now this is roiv, but b'shas da aveda, it's different than what it was b'shas mitzi. Others explain, you only say you go bosa roiv by called the porish, but something that's stationary, it's not nayit, so then you don't go bosa roiv. And the kupas remain in one place. Now, you don't look at the different six kupas of nedova that it's called a roiv, because each nedova is a sefer, each kupa is a different nedova, so that's gufa not roiv either. You don't see a roiv in the sefer. So elamai, you go bosa korov, as I stated in the Mishnah. Bazak the Mishnah, what if it's smack in the middle? Mechzal, 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 what if it's smack in the middle? So yiplu nedova, it goes to nedova. Now, why nedova? So the Gemara is going to say, nedova is more chomer than shkolim. Why is the Dove more chomer? The reason why the Dove is more chomer, so there's really going to be two reasons. The Gemara is going to give the reason is because why? Because the Dove goes, the Ketzem is back, which is what? Kuloy Oila. Mashek and Shkolim go for what?
Karbonis.
But it ends up being also, Lishyara Lishka can end up for Chomer's ear. So even though Karbonis Tzibur are more chomer than the Dove's, but Lamai said it might end up being for Chaimus here. That's how the Gemara is going to see soon. We'll see soon in Shalmi. The Rambam in Pish Mashiach gives another reason. The Rambam says, because Nedov is Kula Oila, Mashenk and Shkolim is also Chatos, it's Nechel Kahanim. So Mel, it's not as Chomer. Question is, why did Rambam say a different reason?
You can't go down. You can't go from a Mizbeach to a Bedek Abayis. So therefore, you have to give it to the most Chomer of the Gezach, which
I know you have to give Chomer. What's more Chomer?
Mizbeach is more Chomer. You can't go from Mizbeach.
Which one? Shkolim or Nedova?
So Nedova is always the Mizbeach.
L'Oila. Oh, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, this is Nechal Kahanim Chatois, Mashenke in Nedova is always Oilus. But the Gemara don't say that. The Gemara says the reason is, because even though this is Karban Tzibur, and this is Nedova, the reason why it's more chomer is because it might end up being Shiore Alishka. That's the reason. The Gemara gives a different reason. The question is, the Farshim discusses, the Rambam gives a different reason. Both are correct. The Dover ends up being Mechomer. Yes, you have to give the Mechomer because you're Milan. You can't go less. But what's the Chumrah of Nedover over Karban Tzibur? Is it because it might end up being Shor Alishka, which is Chomis here? Or is it because it's Nechal and this is Kula Lemizbeach? Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Likewise, Bene Eitz. So here we see, first of all, that the Kupas are near each other. We see they're all near each other because it's a question of Kov. Ben Eitzim Lelevoina. We know that there's a Kupa of Eitzim and there's a Kupa of Levoina. Right? Eitzim, we said, Gizli Eitzim and Levoina. You have to give a Kmitza. So Korav le'etzim, Yipel le'etzim, le'levoina, then it goes to Levoina. Mechzal, Mechzal, if it's that close to one to another, Yipel le'levoina. Again, Levoina is more common than Eitzim. Why? Because one is a carbon and one is Machshire carbon. So mainly you go for the carbon over Machshire carbon. Sok the Mishnah Vayte Kinim ve'goiz le'oila. If it's found between the Kupa of Goiz le'oila and Kinim, we had a Machlokes Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to Chachomim that are going to Rabbi Yehuda and that say that it's a Chatos and an oila versus all nedavos. So because it's going for chatas and an oila, so memel it's not as chomer. So when you have between kinim and goyz oila, karv le kinim yipul kinim karv le goyz oila yipul goyz oila. If it's goyz karv to the oila goes to the oila goes to kinim goes to kinim. Mechzal mechza yipul le goyz oila. Why is goyz oila more chomer? Because since according to the chachomim kinim are ech le chatz vech le oila and goyz oila are kuloy oila. So kula oil is more chomer because it's totally consumed on Mizbeach, not eaten at all by Kahanim. Now this is not according to Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda holds goizle oil are also kula nedova, all oilis. Now it's a shtickel mashmoy, is like we said before in the Rambam, that kula nechel Mizbeach is more chomer than something that's eaten by Kahanim. And that's the chumra. The same chumra is consistent, not the pshat that it might end up being l'shori alishka for chomer's ear. Now you have to say the Stam Mishnah is like Chachomim, not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, both of them are oilis. There's no ech lechatas vech leoilo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're both oilis. But according to Chachomim, kinim are ech lechatas vech leoilo, and oilis means the dava. So Mela goes leoilis because oilis is more chomer because it's totally consumed versus kinim, which is ech lechatas vech leoilo. The next case in the Mishnah, ben chulin lemaisa sheni, meaning if you have kupas mois of chulin, in his own home. This is talking about another case. In his own home, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. In your private home, you have a pushka of money that goes stamp for chulin, your own collection. And you have Maisa Sheni, which is more chomer, because it has to eat only in Yerushalayim. So korav the chulin, if it's close to chulin, you put the chulin. And you're allowed to eat it chutz Yerushalayim. Masha enkein, le Maisa Sheni, if it's close to the Maisa Sheni, you put the Maisa Sheni. And you have to be poured in Yerushalayim. Mechzel and mechzel, if it's smack in the middle, yipul and maisa sheni. Again, you go after the chomer. What's more chomer? Maisa sheni. It's only eating new slime. Zaklal, holchinacha korev lahokil. You go after the korev when it's more kuladik. Umechzel mechzel, then you go lahachmir. And that's exactly where you go lachumra.
Zog the Gemara, loy hutzrcha deloy ben shkolim lekinim. Meaning, the Mishnah says that if you find mois ben shkolim lenedova, we're assuming right now all the kupas are one straight line. So if one straight line, we enumerate in the Mishnah, there's taklin charetin, taklin atikin, those are shkolim. Then there's kinim. Then there's goiz le'oila. Then there's eitzim, delvoina, zov. And then there's six nedovas. So why do we say ben shkolim le'nedova? If it's a straight line, it should be ben shkolim le'kinim. What's up ben shkolim le'nedova? Zog the Gemara, loy hutzcha, deloy ben shkolim le'kinim. After all, the next thing that follows the shkolim is the kinim. And the nedavis are much further down the line. So how is it even next to it? What does it mean it's between these two? It's not between shkolim and nedavah. The question should arise between shkolim and kinim. Yes, we had another part of the mission that said, ben kinim legoiz le'oila. That indeed, that's stuck near each other. But how does shkolim and nedavah near each other? They're not near each other if it's a straight line. On that, the Gemara answers, Reb Avon b'shem Reb Pinchas, it was in a circular mode. The pushkas were like in a circle. So you have taklin charet and taklin atikin, and then when you go to the left of it, you have kinim, and then it goes into a circle. After kinim, it goes le'oila, then go eitzim, then levoina, then zov, and then the six nedavis. Then a circle comes full circle back to the other side of the taklin charetin, which is taklin nedavah meets up with taklin charetin. Meaning taklin charetin and atikin to one direction, it goes kinim, goes the oila, eitzim, levoina, zov, and then the nedavis, but they end up being again next to the taklin charetin, coming full circle. So mele bein shkolim lenedavah means the other side of the shkolim.
Zog the Gemara weiter mechzel mechzel yiplu nedavah. Zog the Gemara loy tzorcha deloy mechzel mechzel
Yiplul Shkolim. We said in the Mishnah that you always go Basar Chomer. So Mechza, we said the Nedover is more Chomer. So Zok the Gemara, Loi Tzorcha de Loi Mechza Le Mechza Yiplul Shkolim. Meaning, why did the Tana say that Mechza Yiplul Nedover is more Chomer? L'chor Shkolim should be more Chomer. After all, Shkolim, the way we understand right now, Shkolim is more Chomer than Nedover. Shkolim, you buy carbon tzibur, which is a kavudika thing. Mashek and Nedova, you buy Ketzem Mizbeach. And that's only the thing you buy, Ketzem Mizbeach. So Nedova should be, is L'chorim Mokal. So the Mara answers, like we said, is the boy Meimar, Shema Yiplu L'Shyog Elishka. Meaning, Shkolim is not Betzem Mokhomer. If it's Shyog Elishka, then it ends up being for the fixing of the Chorim Seir. So fixing the Chorim Seir, which is Shyog Elishka, is not as Chomer as Nedova, which is always Ketzem Mizbeach, which is on the Mizbeach. Now, like we said, the Rambam says, the difference is, the Chomer is, not like the Mashmois of the Yerushalmi over here. The Rambam Pesach Mishnah says the Chomer is, because this is a Chatos, which is Nechal Kahanim, that's by regular Shkolim, and Mashek and Nedovas are Kula Oilo, they're not Nechal Kahanim, and that's a Chomer. The Mashmois, the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, you're not like that, but that's how the Rambam learns differently. But so, Kopan, the first thing the Yerushalmi is the Boilem Meimar, the reason why Shkolim and not as Chomer than as the Dova, Shemipul Yishar HaLishka. Tzveta Teres, Dr. Gemara, Viz the boy Meimar, that Mechza LeMechza is Kemisha Meis. When it's found smack in the middle, the reason why it's Yipul and the Dova is because we look at it as if the Bailam died. And the din is, when the Bailam died, after your Mafish Shkolim, it's Yipul and the Dova. So we're also, Mechza LeMechza, in the middle, it's as if it's considered like the Bailam that were Meisu. And Meis Balamois, so then it's Yipul and the Dova. Zog the Gemara, V'iz the boy Meimar, Mechza LeMechza, Kemisha Meis. It's like Misha Meis. And that's why you would say that it would take a goal in the Dova. And that Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Adanot Amon, when I was in Bavel, Shamet Kal Rabbi Yudah Shol Shmuel, I heard Rabbi Yudah ask Shmuel, what's Taka the Din by Hifrish Shikla Meis? What is the status if someone's Mafrish Shekel? If it wasn't Mafrish yet, so then, obviously, if it wasn't Mafrish, so then it's there's no din that they koifer to take away the shkolim, because ain't koifing the children to give. The whole din of the shkolim is chapa nafshesechem, and meisam not don't need the kapara. But once he was Mafrish already, so what's the status now of the shkolim? Do you say it's like chata shemesu balel, chata shemesu balel is the miso? But over here, it's not a korban yochid, it's a tzibur. A tzibur tikkun din is no din of chata shemesu balel by korban tzibur. So I'll go upon him. What happens to this din? So the Gemara said, Omalei said, Yiplu Nedova. So just like Hifa Shiklu Meis, it's Yiplu Nedova. So who are then over here when it's found in the middle? Mechza Mechza. So in Mela, it goes in Nedova. It's like Hifri Shiklu Meis. Hifri Shiklu Meis, it's in Nedova. Over here also it falls in Nedova. Now the Gemara says similarly, just like Hifri Shiklu Meis, it goes in Nedova. Who are then Legabe Asira Seifa? There's a Machlokes. If you have leftover Vasilas Eifoy, that the Kohen is makiv every day, and he was mafrish money for Vasilas Eifoy, and he has left over, so what do you do with this Moise now? Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yechin Omar, Yolichim Yama Melech. Rabbi Yechin says, Shtet in Posik, by Minchas Choyta, Kichatos Hi. And from here we learn out that there is another type of Mincha that's not like a Chatos. And that's the Mincha of the Kohen Golul, that it's not like a Chatos. Mela, it goes to Yamamelech. It's not Lenadova. A regular Chatos, so Mela over there, Moisa Chatos, Yipul Nedova. Mashenkin is another type of Mincha, which is not like the Chatos, but that goes Takal Ibud, it's Yelech Yamamelech. And that's Shita of Ebyechanon. However, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, no, Yipul Nedova. It's the same din of Moisa Chatos, Yipul Nedova. So it doesn't the friendship between the Kormen of a Kohen Golul and Kichatos, it's also called the Chatos, so Mele Tzipul Nedova. Akopon, we have a machloikas. What do you do is Moiser Asir Seifa? Is it either Yelch HaMelech and it's not like a Michas Koita? Or do you say no, it's Tzipul Nedova and it's like a Moiser of a Chatos that's Neufel Nedova? But we see Akoponim, the Tzad of Tzipul Nedova, just like Hifish Shikloi Umei Tzipul Nedova, so what then Moiser Asir Seifa, Kong Tabliaze, it's Tzipul Nedova. Zok de Gemara weiter. We learned in the next part of the Mishnah that when it's mechza, mechza between the kinim and the goiz le oila, we said that it goes le goiz le oila because goiz le oila is more chomer.
Affect the Gemara, if we're going now in Chachomim, and Kine means Echel Chatz Vechel Oila, how does a Chatz revert into an Oila? After all, affect the Gemara, Vikasha, Yesh Chatz Kreva Oila? At the end of the day, a Kine is included in there, Echel Chatz Vechel Oila. How does a Chatz brought an Oila? Zog the Gemara, Chiski B'Shem Rebshim Ben Lokish, Tanai Bezdin He, Ala Mois Rois, Sheikavu Oilois. There's a special Tanai Bezdin that Mois Chatz is Nikrav as an Oila. So that's a hasna that they make. So adin money that you do not know its status, there's a greater in the Tanai Bezin that is Yiplon Adova. And that's how it's shaykh that a chattas is crave oil. Just like Moise chattas is crave oil as Tanai Bezin, who adin money that is not known the status of it, if it's be'emtza, so mail it also Yiplon Adova and it's brought as an oil. So the Gemara just answered how you can bring a chatzis as an oil because it's naibezin. But we didn't answer about the etzim kapara for the isha. We're talking about a yoledes that needs a chatos. So what happened to that? Zog the Gemara, ho isha azois, v'mayim is kaperes. How does she have a kapara? After all, you can have a tanai bezin that moisa chatos goes and becomes an oiler, or if money that's status is unknown is brought as an oiler, it goes on the dover. But what happened to the chatos that she has to bring as a kapara? How does she have a kapara? And for the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, tanai bezini hamisapik is akinim who misapik is apsulois. That means someone who supplies the Beis HaMikdash with the kinim, if let's say there's a psul in the bird, so then he's chayev to bring another bird to replace it, even though he gave a bird, but lemaisa became a psul afterwards. So who adin, just like he's mechuyev to bring another bird, he's mechuyev to ensure that the woman has a kapara. So if money is found in the middle, even though it goes ledov and it goes leoila, but the woman did not have a kapara, so he has to bring another oif in order for her to have a chatas, in order to takibi masmik more kinim, for her to have a kapara. Does liktarain in the tanai bezdin. Just like you have misapik kinim, misapik zapsulois, if they're possible, you have to bring more. So if they found in between and you bring it on the dover, you have to bring more to make sure that the woman has a kapara. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara before the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that if you have sofik on the mois, it's either between the shkolim and the dover, or we had it between the eitzim and the levoina, or we had between the kinim and the goyzle oila. So in all of these, we go lechumra. So zog the Gemara, loy tzorcha de loy vein k'toyres le'etzim, or the gears and Farshim explain, you have to be goyres, ben kinim le'etzim. After all, why does it not say between kinim and etzim? We have kinim, goyzle oila, and then the Mishnah said etzim, and then levoina, and then zov, and then the six of dovas. So why does it not say the suffix, ben kinim, meaning goyzle oila, and etzim? Why is that not one of the svekas that are enumerated? Zogti Gemara, or levoina lezov lekapoyres. The next thing was levoina, and then was zov. So why is the mission not enumerate mechza mechza between levoina and zov and shigol chumra? And for the Gemara, it doesn't have to say spell it out. Utnisa besoifo. Taka says the klal at the end of the Mishnah. Zaklal holchen achak korov. You always over after the korov, even if it's a kula. Mechza mechza lahachmir, you always go to chumra. So I don't have to spell out between levoina and zov, or between kinim and eitzim. That's poshet, because it says already you go to chumra. It only spells out the ones that are chidushim. What are the chidushim? So the chidushim we said each one has a chidush between shkolim and nedava. We said the chidush is that it's in a circular mode, and shkolim ani and nedavas. Don't think it's a straight line between eitzim and levoina. We said the chidush is that levoina is mochomer because one is hechsha mitzvah and one is the mitzvah carbon itself. And between kinim and goyzle oila, we said the chiddush is that is a tanai bezdin that moise chatas yikrivu oila. So that's why, being kinim le goyzle oila, at the end of the day, what happened to the chi of chatas? Teretz is, it goes on the dove, it becomes oila, because tanai bezdin, the moise chatas is nikrav oila. Mashengen, the ones that we did not mention, there's no specific chiddush, so that's all nichlal in the klal, that zah klal holchanach akorev, and mechza mechza, you always go lahachmir. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Yutes Omid Aleph.